This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with the Saudi Crown Prince, the King of Jordan and the King of Bahrain. Prime Minister Modi spoke with Saudi Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman over the phone, condemning the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia as a violation of its sovereignty. Both leaders stressed the urgent need to restore regional peace and stability. Mr. Modi thanked the Crown Prince for safeguarding the Indian community. The Prime Minister also spoke with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, expressing solidarity with the people and appreciation for support to the Indian community. In a separate call with the King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Mr. Modi conveyed India's concern over the situation and reaffirmed support for peace, security, and the well-being of the Jordanian people. Mr. Modi acknowledged the King's care for the Indian community. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the big wave is yet to come in the war with Iran. Speaking to a news channel last night, he said the U.S. military is knocking the crap out of Iran, but tougher action lies ahead. He added that the operation is projected to last 4 to 5 weeks, though it could continue longer. Meanwhile, conflict in West Asia has intensified, with Iran and the joint forces of Israel and the United States launching fresh wave of missiles and drone strikes. Israel's Air Force said it dropped more than 1,200 ammunition across 24 of Iran's 31 provinces in a joint operation with the U.S. In response, Iran launched strikes across 9 countries, including Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. According to the Red Crescent, 555 people have died in Iran from the joint U.S.-Israeli attacks, including about 180 children at a girls' school in Minab. Iranian state media reported that the wife of the late Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei succumbed to injuries from an airstrike. In Israel, an Iranian missile hit Beit Shemesh, killing 9 and injuring over 20 people. 4 U.S. soldiers were killed and 5 seriously injured in Iranian attacks in Kuwait. In Bahrain, an Asian worker died while missile debris struck a vessel, while Iraq reported 2 fighters killed and 5 injured at Jurf al-Sakir base. Kuwait also reported 1 death and 32 injuries in a drone attack on its international airport. In Lebanon, Israeli retaliatory strikes following Hezbollah attacks killed at least 52 and injured 154, prompting the Lebanese government to ban Hezbollah's military activities. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad confirmed the death of its Lebanon military wing commander in a strike south of Beirut. Indian carriers have undertaken calibrated adjustments to their schedules, with long-haul and ultra-long-haul operations being progressively resumed through alternative routings that avoid restricted airspace. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said Indigo Airlines has planned 10 special relief operations from Jeddah to India for today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers. India and Canada have exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks yesterday, Mr. Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा के क्षेत्र में बढ़ता सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास और संबंधों की मैच्योरिटी का प्रतीक है। हम डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज, मैरिटाइम डोमेन अवेयरनेस और मिलिट्री एक्सचेंजेस बढ़ाने पर काम करेंगे। इसी उद्देश्य से आज हमने इंडिया कनाडा डिफेंस डायलॉग की स्थापना करने का निर्णय लिया है।
Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Joel Oram has said that tribal art reflects centuries-old civilizational wisdom and must be preserved, promoted and mainstreamed as part of the vision of the Viksit Bharat. The minister said this while addressing the Tribes Arts Fest in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Das UK said the festival is not merely a cultural event, but a celebration of India's spiritual and civilizational ethos. The festival, being held in the national capital, will culminate on the 13th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.